It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Electric bikes. You see them everywhere these days, right? Making deliveries, zipping around the streets. But they're also contributing to a growing fire hazard thanks to the lithium-ion batteries often used to charge them. According to the fire department, those batteries have sparked 45 fires and 3 deaths just this year in New York City. Elected officials on all levels of government are now responding. Mayor Adams recently signed bills that promote the safety of e-bike batteries, and some congressional representatives have introduced bills of their own. But how would all of these policies affect delivery workers who spend the most time with these e-bikes? Gustavo Ace works as a food delivery worker in New York City. He joins us now to talk about how the proposals would impact his life. Hey, Gustavo, welcome to WNYC.
Hey, how are you?
Can you tell us a little more about your day-to-day working as a food delivery worker in the city?
Every day, my day starts at 6 a.m. because I'm working construction at the day. In the afternoons, I'm doing food delivery in the city. So mostly just Saturday and Sunday, those 2 days that I work as full-time, like a whole day in the city. So that's my day. So I'm doing this like organizing food delivery workers between my 2 jobs.
What kind of bike do you have, and how do you store it?
I have an e-bike. It's an Arrow 10. It's the mostly bike that delivery workers we use in the city. We store it in a parking garage or parking space that we're renting. So we pay by monthly.
So the specifics of these bills that Mayor Adams is signing, one includes a ban on battery devices that don't meet safety standards from being sold or rented in the city. Another bill prohibits New Yorkers from repurposing parts and those everyday rechargeable batteries that folks know to use to power e-bikes. Do you think the new laws are going to affect your job?
We're really concerned about all these fire costs because these batteries, because it's a lot of batteries out there with a cheap quality. But I think all this package of legislation passing by the city councils, it's the right step to the right direction, but there is a lot of workers that we use in this every day to support our families. Because in New York City, we are 65,000 delivery workers, and mostly the workers, they're doing this as a full-time job. To be a delivery worker, you got to invest a lot of money. So almost like a $2,500 or $3,000 that you need to invest to be a delivery worker as a full-time. So we are a little concerned. We're okay. We agree. Our New Yorkers, too, we live here. We are scared when we hear that it's a fire cost because a battery with the cheap quality. We're really scared, too. But nowadays, with these new laws, it's really weird. Things like that the city has to focus on before they legalize these e-bikes, because nowadays, I think as we know, it's only less than 10% of the e-bikes sold in New York City that meet the standards for being in the street as this package of legislation just passed a couple days ago.
If someone is a delivery worker who works, say, every day, how often do they have to change out the batteries or the bike itself for that matter?
I say it's a good quality because it's expensive e-bike, but the thing is that they don't have the certification that the city required. Now, this battery has not come with that. So that's why, we agree with the city that wants to be keep all New Yorkers safe, but I think they have to trade back problem to support the delivery workers, because you imagine that you investing, it's only just one battery, it costs almost $700. So most of the delivery workers use 2 batteries to be all day in the street.
So you mentioned that it's an investment just to be a delivery worker, right? You're talking about the cost of the battery being so expensive. How much does the bike cost?
The new bike, it's almost $2,000.
Congressman Nydia Velazquez, who represents parts of Brooklyn and Queens, recently introduced a bill that would provide federal money for New York to create public charging and storage stations for e-bikes. Now, that hasn't passed yet, but would that help if it passed to have public charging stations?
So I think we need more of those to keep us safe. Everywhere, we need a lot of more charging stations or hubs for delivery workers and people who are using this type of equipment nowadays.
What else could lawmakers be doing to make your job safer and easier?
We have another fight. It's the minimum wage. it's a new industry in the city. We have a lot of workers now, so I think we have to fix a lot of things with these apps too, because the apps, they don't provide anything to us. So it's a lot of workers, but the apps, they don't provide anything to us.
Gustavo Ace is a delivery worker in New York City. Thanks so much for joining us, Gustavo.
No problem. Thank you.